The name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Back to your program, Treasures. We continue commenting on the Gospel of St. John, chapter 3, and the dialogue between the Lord and Nicodemus. And in this dialogue, the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, mentioned all the truths important for our salvation. He mentioned himself like the Son of Man and also the only begotten Son of God. He revealed the truth of the redemption, like the serpent lifted up by Moses, and in this was the salvation of his people. He mentioned the truth of the holy baptism in order to be born again. He mentioned the condemnation in the last day is related very much to the belief in Christ and the only way and the only Savior. Chapter 3, verse 22. After these things, Jesus and his disciples came into the land of Judea, and there he remained with them and baptized. Now John also was baptizing in Enon near Salim, because there was much water there. And they came and were baptized, for John had not yet been thrown into prison. It's important to understand what's happening now. Because John the Baptist is still living at that time, he will soon be imprisoned and then be killed by the Herod people. But at that time, the disciples of the Lord started to baptize on the same way John the Baptist was giving the baptism to his people. But you know, till this minute, this was not the baptism of the New Testament, New Covenant. Because the baptism of Christianity should start after resurrection. Because the power of resurrection related to the holy baptism of Christian people. So they were baptizing on the same rite given by St. John the Baptist. Because people expected baptism from the disciples of the Lord. And it was mentioned in the Gospel of St. John that Christ was not baptizing people by his hands, but the disciples were doing this, just exactly like John the Baptist. But after the crucifixion, the redemption, they started to baptize with the Holy Spirit, with the gift of the new covenant. Jesus and his disciples came into the land of Judea, and there he remained with them and baptized. I remind you, the Judea part is the lower triangle of Israel, where there is Jerusalem and the palaces of Herod and Ananias and the important people. But originally Christ was from the Galilee part, the north part, with the farmers and the fishermen. Now John the Baptist, was also baptizing in Enon near Salim, because there was much water there and they came and were baptized. So the mission of John Baptist was, you know, continuing at that time, although Christ started to preach, but, you know, people started to shift from John the Baptist to follow the Lord Christ. For John had not yet been thrown into prison, because John the Evangelist is writing the book many years later. So people knew that John the Baptist was put in the prison. That's why he mentioned he was not yet being thrown into prison. Then there arose a dispute between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purification. Because, you know, at that time there were like two groups of religious people. The group following the Pharisee people and the disciples of St. John the Baptist. They were all religious, but they were, you know, very eccentric in their attitude. They think of the literal meaning of everything. They take the fasting period in a very rigid way. So they were discussing matters like purification with water, what to do, what not to do. So the idea of the Jewish law was in their mind, different from the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ of the New Covenant. And they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have testified, behold, he is baptizing, and all are coming to him. So the people asked John the Baptist, the one you baptized already in Jordan, now people were following him, and he started to baptize. And if they push John the Baptist to feel, you know, jealous or jealous from the Lord, how could he do the baptism in the time of John the Baptist? John answered and said, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. So the first nice answer given by St. John the Baptist, that he believed so much that the successful mission of any servant is the gift of God. So even if we consider Christ like just a servant, like John the Baptist, he was given this successful mission. So John believed so much that God sent me to do some mission. And now the Messiah came and he's doing his mission. No one can do a real mission in the work of God by himself. It's all with the gift of God. So for all the servants listening now, please remind yourself that never ever feel jealous from anyone. Believe so much that if anyone is successful in his mission and teaching the real truth, that's a gift of God. And you have to do your mission, and you will be asked for your mission. And don't look around, just focus on your mission to be ready to meet God in the last day. You yourself bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. He who had the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Now John is, you know, revising the truth. I said it before, I am not Christ. I am not the bridegroom. I am just the voice crying out to tell everyone, come close to God, Christ is coming. So I'm not astonished that Christ is the star now and everyone following him. So he said it this way, I'm not the Christ. I have been sent before him. I just came to direct the attention of everyone to follow Christ himself. He who has the bride is the bridegroom. So the church, the bride, the humanity is totally for the bridegroom, the Lord, who created them and who came to save them. So I'm the friend of the bridegroom. I'm not the bridegroom. And any real friend will feel happy for the bridegroom when the bride comes to him. So that's why he said it this way. I'm the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him. Rejoice greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. That's one of the secrets of St. John the Baptist, that he listened to the voice of Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ, in his heart. He was guided by the Holy Spirit's voice. And he was happy finding out that Christ came. And his mission, John the Baptist's mission, is to be finished now. Will finish soon. Because Christ now came for the wedding with humanity. Therefore, this joy of mine is fulfilled. As if he's stating that my mission is fulfilled. Now humanity came to her creator, her savior, the bridegroom. Now my mission is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. It's his time now. I completed my mission, it's his time, so he must increase, but I must decrease. And that's also another theme for all servants. You have some time to do your mission, and others will follow up the mission. Others will continue working with God. So please, there should come a time that you feel like he should increase, but I should decrease. He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. By the way, I can tell you the forefathers of the church, when they commented on this verse, they were very much astonished with John the Baptist speaking about himself like earthly man. Although he was sent by God as a great prophet, but still he feels like I'm an earthly man. He is above all. There is no way to compare Christ the Lord with John the Baptist being an earthly man. He said that he who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. This does not mean he was not guided by the Spirit, but he speaks from the earth like any man. But Christ was not like any man. Christ is the only begotten Son of God. So he is not only a man, but he is real God. He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, that he testifies, and no one receives his testimony. So again, John the Baptist is saying the testimony of Christ is, you know, his right, because he could see everything in heaven. He heard the voice of God the Father. He is one with his Father. So we should believe him. No one can know everything like him. And actually, no one receives his testimony. At that time, no one could understand the truth of Christ as God. He who has received his testimony has certified that God is true. So when you believe in Christ's teaching, when you believe in Christ revealing himself as God and the Savior, now you are saying to God, you are true, whatever you say. For he whom God has sent speaks the word of God, for God does not give the Spirit by measure. For everyone, God will give you his Holy Spirit, but you can measure for any man how much he got from the Holy Spirit. But concerning the Son of God, the gift of the Holy Spirit is not measurable, not to be measured, because he is real God. He is one with his Father and the Holy Spirit. So he meant, like for any prophet like John the Baptist, he was given the Holy Spirit to be guided by the Spirit to speak the word of God, but you can measure prophets how much they were guided by the Spirit. But in the Son of God, when it comes to the Son of God, God does not give him the Spirit by measure. The Father loved the Son and has given all things into his hand. He who believes in the Son had everlasting life. And he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. Exactly the same like the teaching of the Lord. Now, John the Baptist is saying the truth. Without the belief in Christ as God, the real Savior of humanity, you will be condemned. So it's the same revelation given by the Lord Christ himself. Now it's given by John the Baptist, because this is the truth. And he mentioned that the Father loved the Son, because the relationship between Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, you know, beyond imagination. This is the secret of God. But God is love. So there was always love, unlimited love, unconditioned love, beyond imagination, this love between the Father and the Son through the Holy Spirit. That's why they were one in their divine nature. Yes, we can identify the person of God the Father, the person of God the Son, but again, Father and Son are one in divinity. And Father loved the Son before all ages. The Son was always there, beloved by his Father, and has given all things into his hands. So everything in the hands of Christ himself, because he is the Son of God. He who believes in the Son had everlasting life. Again, the same truth, important one, that we need to believe in the Son of God to get the everlasting life. And he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. So, there is the wrath of God abides on everyone away from Christ. For those real Christians who believed in Christ and they got the holy baptism to be born again of God and they followed the teaching of Christ, now they get away from the wrath of God. But for anyone else, they stay under the wrath of God and the wrath of God abides on them. So, in the first chapter, Christ was the Logos and is the Logos and also the light, the true light, the source of life, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, the one who invited people to know him, come and see. In the second chapter, we were faced with the first miracle of Cana in Galilee, and in this miracle, his disciples could see the divine power of their Lord Jesus Christ. In the last chapter, there were the long dialogue between Nicodemus, the ruler of the Jew, and the Lord Jesus Christ, in which our Lord revealed the truth of himself being the Son of God, the one who is everywhere with his divine nature, staying in heaven and also on earth. He is the full knowledgeable one because he could see everything in heaven and on earth. And also there is no other way for salvation but Christ. And as Moses lifted up the cross in order for his people to believe in this power and to be saved, Christ, the real true God, he will be crucified for everyone. So for everyone who will look up to him, believe in him, follow him, will be saved. In the last part of the third chapter, we faced John the Baptist in his last days, witnessing to Christ as the real Lord, the Son of God, and he revealed the same secret of God. Father loved the Son and put everything in his hand. The Son of God is the real Savior, and if for anyone who do not believe in Christ, they will be condemned forever. And he made it this way, who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. We will start the fourth chapter next time. Glory to God. Amen.